In the first reading today, Moses speaks to the people and asks them two questions. First of all, what does the Lord your God ask of you? He says to fear the Lord, to follow his ways, to serve the Lord with all your whole heart and soul and strength, to keep the commandments and statutes that I enjoin on you today. That's what the Lord is asking. We would fear him, not be afraid of him, but rather to have that filial fear that we would love God so much that we would fear to offend him, that we don't want to do anything that would offend him. That's what that's about, not being scared of God, but loving him that much, following his ways, following the commandments. The Lord, remember, God loves us, which means he only wants what's the very best for us. So when he gives us the commandments, it's not to restrict us, but to set us free. If we will follow the ways of the Lord, we will have true freedom, because it's what's the best for us. It's not always what we want, but God's not interested necessarily in what we want. He's interested in what is the very best. And so he's asking us to follow what he has laid out for us. But then it's the next point is what is most important, to love and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. To love and to serve the Lord your God. And so a little further down, again, Moses says to the people that God chose you. Now the question is, are we going to choose him? The point Moses made to the people is just as powerful for us today as it was for them. Everything, God made everything, the highest heavens, the whole universe, God made everything. Everything in the universe is his. And he chose you. Think about that. He chose you because he loves you, because he is in love with you. Now, what's our response? Ask yourself, if you were to look at your spouse or your children, your grandchildren, whomever it may be, and you say, I love you, and they look at you and go, yeah, that's nice. How painful that would be. They don't care. So we just heard that the Lord chose you because he's in love with you. And what's our response? Whatever. That's nice. God loves everybody. Guess what? We're called to love everybody. But obviously, we don't love everybody the same. You love your spouse differently than you love somebody that lives over in the next state that you've never even met. You love your children differently from the way you would love other people's children. God chose you. Not because he loves everybody, because he is in love with you personally. That's what God has done, and that's why he has chosen you. But now it's our turn. Are we going to choose him? And again, we have to be very clear what it is that we are choosing. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. There on the cross is Almighty God. There is the one whom we choose. And if we're going to say we will choose the one who went to the cross because he loves me that much, Let's not be deluded by the heresies of the day, which suggest that he doesn't want you to go to the cross. Because that's where the church is going right now. Straight up the hill of Calvary to the cross to be crucified. And the people of our day are the most privileged people in the history of the world because we have the opportunity to be crucified with Christ. So make your choice. God made his. He chose you. He chose you because he is in love with you. And the only reason to choose him is because we're in love with him. We could say, well, because he's all-powerful, he is. We could say, well, because I want to go to heaven, true enough, we do. But it's selfish. We want to choose him because we love him. And if we love him, we want to be united with him. So that's the question we all have to look at. Will we love and serve the Lord? That's what he is asking for from us. He loves us and he serves us. It's hard for us to wrap our brain around that God serves us. Yes, he does. So again, he's not asking us about something that would be violating our human dignity, but rather what will fulfill it. Because it's what we were created for, created in his image and likeness. He who is love, he who is truth. So if the Lord loves us and serves us, it's all that he's asking of us. It says, well, but it says with your whole heart and soul. It's because that's what he does. God is 100% in love with you. God serves you 100% of the time with 100% of his ability. So that's what he's asking of us, to simply be who we were created to be, to live as images of God, to love. That's all. And to allow ourselves to be loved by him. If we're going to love him, he showed us what love is. He went to the cross. So if we're going to choose him, that's who we're choosing. To be very clear, it's not a fairy tale. It's not, oh, but he's so fun and so cute and so wonderful. No, he is love, and love was crucified, and love will continue to be crucified. So if we're going to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, it is to truly choose him and to choose to be crucified with him.